This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 80 for Friday, September 27th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures recover some of their losses on Friday, with contracts posting moderate increases, with all positions returning above $600 per ton. The November canola contract gains $2.90 at $603.80 per ton, and the January contract is up $2.60 at $616.30 per ton. A trader says there's a good amount of uncertainty in canola and the other oilseed markets, calling them a jumble. For canola, that's China's investigation into alleged canola dumping by Canada, the grain workers' strike at the Port of Vancouver, and the size of this year's crop on the prairies. However, the trader says there will very likely be a larger-than-expected carryover in canola this year. Canola is getting pressure from losses in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Strong gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal are providing support. Crude oil turns around to the upside, with spillover finding its way to the oilseeds. The Canadian dollar is pulling back on Friday afternoon, with the loonie falling to 73.97 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 74.22. Hurricane Helene is bringing a great deal of rain to the United States southeast, leading to severe flooding. Also, storm surges along the Gulf of Mexico are adding to the destruction. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a private sale for 20,000 tons of new crop soy oil to South Korea. The USDA will release its quarterly stocks report on Monday. The trade places stocks of soybeans as of September 1st at 351 million bushels, up from a year ago. Corn is to climb to 1.84 billion bushels, and wheat is expected to rise to 1.97 billion bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The November contract advances 25 cents at $10.66 per bushel. December soy oil pulls back by more than a half cent at 42.36 cents per pound. December soy meal jumps $17.30 at $344.10 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn rises 5 cents at $4.18 per bushel. December oats are also up a nickel at $3.85. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago December loses 4 cents at $5.80. Kansas City December sheds 2 cents at $5.77. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down 4.5 cents at $6.07. A reminder that the canola market will be closed on Monday for the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. The U.S. markets will be trading their usual hours. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, September 27th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.